Good morning, brothers and sisters, and God bless you. Once again, we're gathered for a new devotion for today. And let's just look to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your grace and for your mercy. Thank you for this day that you've given us, Lord, for things that you give us and experiences, Lord, and Lord, the things that you put in us, Lord, to continue this path and this race that we're running, Lord. May you just bless this day. We're committed to you and pray that you have your way and will. And whatever lies ahead, Lord, we pray that you keep us, Lord, spiritually tuned to your spirit, Lord. Because we always want to be one with you, Lord, and follow your leading in all things. So we just pray now, Lord, may you just bless the word and the thought, Lord, and have your way. We're committed to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes. So, yesterday, I went more from faith into hope, and we figured out, and we see, and also we experience in our Christian walk, that faith and hope, they are working very much together to drive us towards the, you can say, the finish line, you know. The Lord, he has a blueprint, a plan for the day and time we're living in, and not just us, but you know, when he started in the beginning all the way until the end that is still in front of us, he has given a certain time for this earth and for humanity to make their choices. And what will happen, you know, for eternity and after his plan is finished, you know, the Lord knows. I know that we at least will be with the Lord and there will be a perfect condition. Something that we've been longing for. And that we also feel today that we long for. To have a full connection, and that this corrupted body can clothe itself with incorruptible things. And as long as we're here, as long as there is a goal, there is a aim, there's a target, you know, faith and hope is needed. The Lord needs to drive us forward. And not only those two, but also love. And as we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, yeah. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. And in the King James Version, love also is called the charity. And faith and hope, they will come to a point, as we read yesterday, about the hope that is seen, is not hope anymore. You know, when you've reached a destination, there's no need for hope to be functional anymore, because then you've reached the target. And also faith, what the Lord has promised, has come to its fulfillment. So the faith that the Lord put in you to sustain all pressure and all things will cease, because you have reached its purpose, and then it will stop working within us in that sense. But love, out of all these three, love will always, always be. Because we know that God, the Bible says that God is love. And often when you talk about love, which is the nature of God, but in the human mind, we have our, you can say, limited amount of love that us human beings can have. You know, we can, we relate love to hugs and, or a pat on the shoulders or kisses, or, you know, doing good works to each other. And, you know, that's something that also God put within us, to be kind and to be loving in that sense towards each other. But when it talks about love and God, it has a much deeper meaning, because God's love, it goes beyond our natural limit, you know, of love. You know, as human beings, we can just come so far with the love that we have. But again, I have to say, when we come to the Lord, when we come and He reveals Himself to us and fills us with His Spirit, I have to say, I felt a change happening. And I felt a change also in the way I view people. Also in the way I am within myself when it comes to this love. It gave me something that was beyond the love that I could give. So this also contains that we need, we're so in need of God's help to show this love. And how does this come through in us? It comes through us when we get filled with the Holy Spirit and we stay close to the source, we stay close to God. And this example is used many times, just as a sheep just grows wool because it's a sheep. Also, the believer will grow this love as long as it follows its nature and are staying close to God. These things, and this in this instance, we talk about love. This love will come through the believer when it stays close to God and let God has His way. When it stays humble and connected to God and let God have His way, this will come through us. So we will continue just to read from verse 1 in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And we can read from verse 1 to 3 first. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and we know God is the one who gives gifts in man. I believe when you receive the Holy Spirit, all the gifts are inside of you because you're filled with the Spirit of God. Very simply explained. When you're filled with the Spirit of God, there is a potential in you that God puts in you to use. And then God can stir and inspire all these gifts that He has given us. And that you can also read in, you know, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and you also read more about it in chapter 14, about the all nine gifts that the Lord has given us. So it says in verse 2 here again, in 1 Corinthians 13, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, And though I have all faith, so I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. I just, when you read these verses, you understand and realize how important this is. Though you understand all mysteries and all, and have all knowledge, you know everything. That you know, and though I have all faith, and we have talked about faith. What is faith? It's God coming and revealing to you what is happening in the future, in the future, or something that is God is revealing to you, so you can have faith. So this actually contains that God has to reveal himself to you. So it says, and though I have all faith, so I could remove mountains. And then I can ask, how much faith do you need to remove mountains? Remove mountains. You read a verse about the mustard seed. And it says that if you have just as much faith as a mustard seed, you can actually move mountains. And why is that? It's because that mustard seed, it has to come from God. And when that faith seed comes from God, you're actually able to move mountains. But of course, we know that we go in the leading of God. So if he wants us to move, you know, we can talk about if it's physical mountains or if there's a mountain, a challenge in front of you. You know, God can do anything. But here, at least it says, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, but have not love, I am actually nothing. Verse 3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. And then I have to ask, why does it say, if you have not love, it profits me nothing, he says? And it says, I am nothing? Why is it like this? Because the things he speaks here in from verse 1 to 3, it's because it is used to promote itself. It's a selfish and what's in it for me attitude in these things. And this is actually something that people will try to use for their own gain. So it comes from the selfishness of man, you know, this love, because when he speaks in the tongues of man, or use the gift of prophecy, or understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and have all faith, you know, man tries to do these things to gain something for their self. And that's what Paul is talking about here. So you can have all these things. Even it says in verse 3, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. So even people can go to the stage where they go and burn their own body. But the attitude God sees in the inner man, that he actually gave his body to actually be to gain a name for himself. So God sees the inner thoughts of man, and why, what the motivation of man is. So in this sense, love is so important to show who really God is. And it's really surprises me when, or maybe not surprises me, but it just gives me more depth in what God is, what he's thinking about when it comes to this, how important this love of God is. And even though you speak in tongues, even though you have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge and have all faith, but you don't have this love, this attitude of love, which really explains who God is. And though you bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. So I have to say, this is something to think about for us, and also use you can say, a help to understand who is of God also. You know, we have so many voices today, so many, you have everything from prosperity to spirituality, and, you know, people that call themselves prophets and apostles. And they can even say true things, good things. They say, God has revealed to me, God told me to say this to you. And they can say, I can do nothing within myself unless God shows me what to do. And, you know, they can put up this image, but deep within, they lack this love that God is and God has in the nature of his people, in the ones he dwells in. So this is also a chapter, and we're going to continue this more tomorrow, but it gives you a good measure stock, or a chapter to discern who really is of God. And people, they can have gifts. People can receive faith from God. People can understand many or all mysteries, or have knowledge, and also feed, you know, give their goods and feed the poor. But if they have not love, it profits nothing, and they are nothing. Because it's done to promote themselves, their selfish, or their ego, you can put it in that way. So it's also a thing to think about, to discern who is of God, who is speaking, who has the true, you know, who has the true nature of God within them. So that's what I had for today, and I'm saying this to help us to understand who God is and what he wants for us. And I believe, as long as we stay close to him and pray, Lord, show me truth, he will show us truth. And when he shows us truth, he will also test us if we really want to serve him with all our hearts. So tests, they will come, but it is to make us stronger. So I just pray that you have, wherever you are in time, that you will be blessed right where we are, even in the morning or in the evening or in the middle of the day. I just pray that God is with you and can give you something to think upon. So may God bless you.